Thanks for joining us for today's reading from the Our Daily Bread devotional. It was written by Katara Patton, and she titled it A Hot Meal. Barbecue chicken, green beans, spaghetti, rolls. On a cool day in October, at least 54 homeless people received this hot meal from a woman celebrating 54 years of life. The woman and her friends decided to forego her usual birthday dinner in a restaurant, choosing instead to cook and serve meals to people on the streets of Chicago. On social media, she encouraged others to also perform a random act of kindness as a birthday gift. This story reminds me of Jesus' words in Matthew 25. Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. He said these words after declaring that his sheep will be invited into his eternal kingdom to receive their inheritance. At that time, Jesus will acknowledge that there are the people who fed and clothed him because of their genuine faith in him, unlike the proud religious people who did not believe in him. Although the righteous will question when they fed and clothed Jesus, he'll assure them that what they did for others was also done for him. Feeding the hungry is just one way God helps us care for his people, showing our love for him and relationship with him. May he help us meet the needs of others today. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 25, verses 34 through 40. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Let's pray. Gracious God, please help us to show your love through our actions today. As we see a need, may we be moved to act as we are able. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Tony Collier, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.